This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yesterday, forget about today. Let's focus on the now, shall we please? The here and the now. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Dudley, along with Roberta. Roberta would be Roberta Fasanelli. Richard, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm. Roberta's in Rhode Island. Ken Kessler is in San Diego, and we are here to bring you up to date on what's going on. I don't know what your favorite story is today. I think that the story, the two San Francisco stories, we're talking about the money being given out by a successful real estate developer. And then the hills are alive with the sound of thievery in San Francisco. The right fielder for the Giants, Hunter Pence, had his motorized scooter stolen from a restaurant parking lot.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing a report to the police, taking matters into his own hands, offering a reward, a signed bobblehead that shows him riding the scooter with no questions asked.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "I try not to be too attached to things, even though I have a bobblehead with it," Pence said, according to, let's see here, a Bay Area newspaper. "I felt this was an extension of me, that is, this little scooter." He doesn't lock the scooter because it has some kind of a unique charger. Apparently it isn't that unique. It didn't work. Now he says, anyway, it won't last very long. It's an electric scooter. You see pictures of them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What kind of a guy is he? Is he a good ball player?
Decent guy.
Yeah. All right, so he's offered a reward, cash reward.
The bobblehead is funny.
The bobblehead,
him with jeans and sneakers on and a backpack and a backwards baseball hat and sunglasses riding a little scooter. It's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Speaking of that, and speaking of sports, the story also at DougSteffen.com about this blind football player. How many people have seen this? His name is Aaron Golub, G-O-L-U-B. You don't have to have the ability to see to be able to play. He's 17 years old, lives here near me in Newton, Massachusetts, high schooler, blind since birth, unable to see out of his right eye and only has a small amount of vision in his left eye. And even in the face of that,
wow,
Aaron Golub achieved his dream. He's been offered a walk-on spot to play football at Tulane.
Wow.
As you can imagine, the journey hasn't been easy for him. He's become a long-armed, quarterback, snapper. Is a quarterback, right?
Snapper. No, snapper. He's the guy who hikes the ball to the quarterback.
He hikes it.
Oh, he's a long snapper. So for punts.
Oh, okay. So that would be something you could do if you could find your way on the grounds. You could do that without being able to see, right?
Sure.
It'd take a lot of work. It's really got to be devoted to. A story in the Boston Globe about him over the weekend. He practices every day, snaps a ball into a target every morning before he goes to school.
Wow.
On weekends, he practices. He's not real happy about all the attention that this has drawn. He considers himself, quote, just another one of the guys. But he's happy to serve as a model to show other children what they can do. See, I think that's the value of this. Not only does it help. Can you imagine overcoming something as serious as this?
Here's the tricky part. Is once you snap that ball, then you have to get up and block somebody. Yeah. No, you got to get up and block somebody.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, to keep them away from the punter. So he's got to just basically just kick that thing back and then stand up and get ready for whatever's coming at him. Or get low and get ready for whatever's coming at him. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I feel like such a loser when I talk about or hear about people like this.
Never a loser when you wear a mezuzah, Richard. Remember that. The and by the way,
I haven't got one of those either.
No, and you can put one up on your door step someplace sure. around handy to get to them. And by the way, and when I'm looking at some of these stories at DougStephan.com, I'm always relieved to see the big orange box there, which encourages you to get your free pound of coffee. So whenever you're at DougStephan.com, whenever you're looking at the stories, whenever you're taking the poll, just below the BuzzBox coffee box is the daily poll. So when you're in there, although, Kenny, have we not changed the poll? I see the Memorial Day poll up there, even though that's not what our poll is today. At least that's what I'm seeing on my
get in there and check it out.
Let's see, Jesse. Aren't you glad? I'm paying close attention
to
what's going on.
Yeah, I'm same thing there, brother.
Yeah. All right, so anyway,
fresh.
Your free pound of coffee helps change the world. We get 1,000 Doug Stephan listeners to sign up for BuzzBox Coffee, and you do it right there if you want. People, we had one of the guys on from one of our affiliates yesterday. They're on their second round, the people in the whole station. There are 34 employees. They love this stuff. They look forward to it. The smell is amazing. Roberta, you've been drinking BuzzBox Coffee.
Oh, incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And you're giving, when you sign up and you get the BuzzBox coffee, you're helping me buy cows. That's what I'm doing with my portion of the earnings from this. Buy cows, teaming up with the World Vision, find cows, bring them to areas of the world where children can benefit because they haven't got good nutrition. They can get like 3,000 glasses of milk a day out of the number of cows that will produce that milk to go to people in various parts of the world that need the help. And people say, well, why don't we do that to help here in America? Not a bad idea. I have suggested that, and they're working on a plan because we all need to help. And we all can do, in this circumstance, you do two things at the same time. You get delicious coffee. The official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program is BuzzBox Coffee. And you're helping out a great cause. So help yourself. The BuzzBox Coffee Box for free coffee at DougStephan.com.
Tonight, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be pretty Boston Massive. Responsibly.
Hi, drink responsibly. Thank you very much. Speak responsibly. 16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, a couple of scams. Updates on scams. Number one, the wait is over. Now, after all these months, a couple of months anyway, the families of the passengers on the Malaysian Airlines flight got their wish today. The airline released communications data between satellites and the missing plane. The hope is the information will help pinpoint the whereabouts of the plane, even though a lot of people say now today the story is that it ran out of fuel. Really? How do you prove that?
How do you run out of fuel?
You don't. They didn't run out of fuel. It's on the ground someplace, somewhere. But they just have more business of scamming. The news media is a scam. This whole thing's a scam. It's all, by the way, to get, excuse me, back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to politicians and covering their butt. Doesn't make any difference what country you're in. They all want to do the same thing. That's cover their butt. That's all this is, because Malaysia is a horribly run country. The airline was horribly run. So they're just trying to make themselves come out of this with as least the least amount of stench attached to them as they can do. And that's a very difficult thing at this point, because everybody knows that the whole thing is a joke. It's a joke, not to the families of these people who died, but you know, other than that, it is it pretty much speaks for itself. All right, another scam, or of a scam of sorts. The news media was all about promoting Friday Night Lights. I guess that would be one way of putting it. We were supposed
scam.
To have some big display of Northern Lights over the weekend, and Richie stayed up, and he got nothing for his efforts.
Well, you know, not only did I stay up, but I posted on Facebook. I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning and figured, okay, if there's anything here, I'll wake the kids up, and everybody won't come outside. And I stayed out till about 3:30, 3:15, and I posted on Facebook, is any other idiots up here with me? And there were a lot of people that woke up, because this thing was hyped up to be one of the biggest meteor storms of our time.
Chuck, could we correct that? One of the biggest meteor. Did you say media? You said
meteor. No, meteor.
Is it meteor or media?
Yeah, meteor.
Well,
yeah, media.
Media, meteor.
Media, media. Yeah. So, but apparently what happened was the thing fizzled out before it really ever got in there. So to the naked eye, there were only 5 to 10 meteors per hour. So, but, you know, everybody predicted this was going to be huge. And fizzle,
well,
nothing.
One of the things that was it marked the evening, well, in tribute to the light show, there was a playback on one of the networks of Armageddon. So if you didn't really actually see, you could watch it on television one way or the other. Oops, from the oopsie department. An accident. The White House accidentally revealed the name of the CIA's top spy in Afghanistan to 6,000 journalists. Nice move, boys. Person included on a list of people attending a military briefing for the president during his surprise visit to the airfield in Afghanistan. Administration officials are alarmed but have declined to comment publicly. I don't know that it was you can't blame that one on the president, but his staff. And by the way, as much as I take shots, I mean, I don't know that this is a shot one way or another. It's not really meant to be a shot. It's actually, I think somebody will take a shot at me because I'm saying something that I found very interesting. Obama flew over this is how Air Force One works. There's a bed. The president has a suite in the plane. So they take off at night, 11 o'clock, fly to Afghanistan. He gets out in the morning. Glad hands soldiers and whoever else is around.
Gets a few pictures of him holding a fake turkey.
Hours, gets on the plane and flies back in time for Veterans Day ceremonies or whatever it is Memorial Day. Yeah. So, and it was all, how much, what is it, $240,000 an hour? So that's why people take shots at him for doing it, whether it was a photo op or whatever it was. I just find it intriguing, as our poll question today is, how many countries have you been outside the U.S.? President Obama, will you please fill that out for us? Thank you very much, sir.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey Kenny, say yes.
I am.
I was just taken back in the 1981.
Duran Duran, number five this week in our list of the top five pop songs, pop hits, from this week in 1984. This is not their biggest, nor their best, in my opinion.
This would be certainly
one
of their biggest.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, yeah. Didn't do much for me.
I mean, Hungry Like the Wolf is like, yeah, you know, the ultimate Duran Duran song.
You
are
kill. That sort of thing.
Nah.
We have a difference of opinion, Richie. Doesn't mean you're right and I'm wrong, or I'm wrong and you're right.
That's the
number
great thing
five.
About
we do know that, though. This was actually the number five tune during this week in 1984. Number four this week came from Steve Perry. Had a girlfriend named Sherry. This was an ode to Sherry. Some people thought it was ode to Sherry. No, it was oh Sherry. All right, Richie, crank it up so we can hear the story.
About Steve Perry was that Journey was like a little bit of a hardcore blues band until he joined it and he started writing them hits. And made Journey as great as they were, who I will be seeing this weekend, actually, without Steve Perry.
Yeah.
And then Steve Perry went out on his own, and he wrote a bunch of more hits, and, good pop rock type of stuff. And then he pretty much just said, I'm done.
All right. That may have been the story, in a way, for Lionel Richie, who's number three this week.
Hello.
See it in your eyes.
I can see it in your smile.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I'm not looking in Charlotte's eyes.
But you know just what to say.
That's Charlotte Ann. She's sitting over there looking at me.
And you know just
looking
what
for breakfast.
And I want you to tell
Lionel Richie, number three this week from this week in 1984. So we have Duran Duran at five, Steve Perry at four, Lionel Richie at three. Cyndi Lauper makes it in the number two position. One of her better efforts. Time after time. Cranking up Richie, who liked this.
I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you love, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you.
It's kind of redundant, the lyric line, but you get the point. And she was so good at capturing the attention of the people who were buying records at the time. I guess maybe the age bracket of the people who were still buying most of the pop music at this point in time.
Roberta and I saw her do a blues set at Jazz Fest.
Oh,
and
it was amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And then she mixed in her hits with it, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she can sing the blues.
All right, so she's number two this week. 1984 is the year. We get to number one now. Denise Williams. Here's for the boy.
Very Whitney Houston-ish.
Yep. Yeah. Didn't she sing a couple of hits, duets with a couple of other stars, if I remember correctly?
She did one with Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, that's right. Right, yeah. I was actually saddened. I know the rest of you probably weren't so much. Last week when Jerry Vale died, he's from that same era, the Mathis era. There were a lot of those the crooners that were around. And it's just, they have a different sort of flavor of pop music. But, you know, women love him and Mathis, groups like, you know, single individual stars like that. 28 after on Good Day.
Now, over a million apps you can get for your iPhone. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's one that made Time Magazine's 50 Best iPhone Apps list.
Mint, it's like a dashboard for your entire financial life. Once you set it up, it populates all of your accounts, including investment account, your credit cards, your bank balance, and it updates everything in real time.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
It is password protected, so your information stays confidential. But the great thing is you get a real-time snapshot of all of your assets, all of your wealth.
Automatic deposits, charge cards, bills we pay through automatic withdrawal. Mint.com keeps track of this financial flow.
It's just a terrific picture of how you're doing.
Later this week, more award-winning apps.
Shopular Coupons, Shop Savvy, and Gas Buddy.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Tonight, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Here with you. Doug's out on the pasture checking on the cows out there. And while he's
no, I'm not.
Oh, there he is.
You know what? It's a heck of a job to pull up your pants with only one arm.
Morning.
The problem, 34 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Beautiful.
For those of you who didn't know from a week ago when I fell off my
right
truck
now.
And separated my shoulder and I'm wearing a sling. Actually, this morning I didn't wear this sling for a while, and I can hear this crunching. I've been getting acupuncture and chiropractic every day, and it's really doing a wonderful job. But I had the whatever it is that hurts in there hurts,
yeah.
And I can feel the bone on one side and the can on the other side.
Mm.
But I can hear this crinkling and crackling around, so every once in a while I go a little further. But I wear the sling because on the farm over the weekend, you know, I would, if I didn't have a sling on, I'd forget and then do foolish stuff. But
right.
I was in bed reading this morning. I got about 4 o'clock, and I forgot in my stupor, and I reached over to get a book.
Oh.
And that was about his pain because I just...
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I did this exact same thing when I went head over heels in Taekwondo one day.
Yeah.
And totally just tore the arm right out.
Yep.
You're 6 to 8 weeks before you can even lightly use that arm.
You gotta be careful with it. Yep. The story at DougSteffen.com. This week we, and actually today, frankly, we've been talking about... Yesterday, as you can imagine, we spent a lot of time talking about Memorial Day. For whatever the reason, I'm focused on a lot of sports things here today. really, not sports reports, but good news things, great stories of people that have overcome, the story of the blind football player, for example. Now, here's another terrific story about a track team in Pageland, South Carolina, the Central High track team adopting the motto, "No track, no problem." They're called the Eagles. Couldn't have imagined what resulted over the course of the spring season. Despite practicing on dirt and grass with broken hurdles and a single starting block dubbed Old Rusty, this team has captured the school's first state track and field championship without any real practice field. They don't have any equipment. They got nothing. The conditions are horrible, the coach says. But he said, quote, "We got potholes running around the field. Many of my guys twisted their ankles." And yet they swept the county, the regional, and the upper state titles before taking home the Class AA, the double class. What is it called? It's Class AA, right? Is it called Class AA? Is it called
AA?
Double A. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah.
Central Junior High captured an individual state title in the long jump. Let's see here. I guess the relays they did well in. They won the 4x400-meter relay, placed second in the 4x100 relay, took fourth in the 4x800 relay. So considering the practice conditions, they might have been the most unlikely to succeed or win, but you know what it takes? You got to have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart.
High hopes.
Yep. I mean, under the circumstances, you know, and this sort of gets in the, I'm back to putting my town meeting hat on. Tonight I'm going to observe a town meeting in another town because ours is so slow and pedantic and just cumbersome. And so we're going to go, a few of us, to another town meeting.
Big government has come to the small town of Framingham?
Well, Framingham is not a small town. It's the largest town in the country. And we worry about whether our government is as practical or valuable or makes sense. Frankly, as we'd like to think that it does. And one of the things it takes forever is process and procedure. Brookline is a town not far from here. We have 67,000 people. I think Brookline has 55. They're a large town, and they have a 3 or 4 night town meeting where ours goes on sometimes for a month. So we're trying to figure out how to streamline it. But the reason I brought it up is because town meeting was asked to vote a lot of money in the school budget. I want to tell you, it was $4 million plus for athletic preparedness, I guess, is the for us making sure we had the best uniforms, the best conditions on the track, all the things, because we were told we have to compete with all these other towns. Well, look at this town. They got nothing. They have squat. They've got a good coach, and he's trained these youngsters how to do well in their specialties, and they've won. Isn't that a lesson? Not that we shouldn't, I suppose, I don't mean, I think we'd go way overboard with sports. And I always had that argument with the people when I was on the board at Heidelberg. Just way too much money spent on sports activities, and we're an educational institution. Yeah, it's nice to have, we have extracurricular things, and we need to support those, but way too much money. And I think that's true in high school.
Get rid of football, you should have farming.
Well, football is not, I do think we should get rid of football, but not because I want to replace it with farming, as you would like to have everybody think I'm a hayseed. I'd have to do with what dangers there are inherent in playing football and some of these other things. I don't have the same feeling about track. I think track, frankly, and maybe it's because I ran track and I didn't do badly at it, at least in the short haul. I could run fast and quickly. I wasn't any good for the long, but for the short haul, it was good. And I think that it you know, it helps your legs and your core, and it also is great psychologically because it's an individual item. You cannot depend on anybody else to win. You can't, you have 9 teammates in baseball.
Did you ever play a team sport?
Never. What, was that a surprise to you?
No, not at all.
Okay. So, you're never in a team sport.
Yeah, you're a loner kind of guy.
Thank you for that.
No, I mean, like, when you work, you cannot work for another company.
No,
you do not like working for a company.
No. I don't even like working with you sometimes.
Right,
you don't even own me. So,
well, I mean, I have my moments.
Yeah, you do. So, anyway, I just think that there's something to be said for athletic, and that'll, you sort of brought me around at the beginning of the conversation, Richie. Thank you for being perceptive enough to getting to understand what I'm saying. If you have in you the ability. This has been the themes of the program all morning, in essence. The sub-theme is you, your strength of mind, your strength of body, the spirit, your heart. Whatever it is that makes you a winner, you find it out on your own. Sometimes you get people to help. I have a team around me, Roberta and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer. They're my team, and Bob and the other people that help to put the program on the air every single day and are here to support. The essence of what goes on here could not happen. It wouldn't be anywhere near as interesting a program if I were on by myself doing blah, 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 blah all the time, even if I had really good guests, because we all have a camaraderie. We function together. We work on eight cylinders when we are all together. And I think that that's what happens maybe in a track situation, but you need me to sort of do what I do, and I need you to do what you do. But it isn't like a football team. I suppose people could say I was the quarterback. It's the individual effort that shines. I think that's where you have passion. And these kids, the essence of the lesson here is that these youngsters had what can only be described as heart and soul, because they had no other. They had guidance and they had desire. And that's it. What else do you need? Why do you need all that expensive stuff? I believe you ought to ask that question if you have the opportunity before school board meetings or the town meeting or whatever it is. Look at the amount of money your town is spending on these sorts of things, and then let's see the results. I remember when I was actually in high school, Richie, 50 years ago, having our 50th anniversary, a 50th high school reunion this fall, and I remember the coach's name was Jackowitz. He was a horrible coach, not a bad guy. But he was politically connected, so he never got fired. But the team was horrible. And he had all the best tools, everything available to him. He just wasn't a good coach. And were the players good or bad? Yeah, it was the same run-of-the-mill group that you'd find more, maybe in most high schools.
So then you get back around to be able to lead a bunch of kids.
Is it? Maybe that's the question. Yeah, maybe that is what it's all about.
You get a good coach, they are worth their money.
Right. Okay, let me spend just a minute on something that's going on in the West. There are lots of people, mostly in the news media, who are trying to scare the hell out of the states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, actually that whole from the Canadian border all the way down to Texas and into the ports, or I think they're actually most of the oil is being carried to the West Coast. These oil trains that you see, I have driven all around the Midwest and all around the far West and the Rocky Mountain states, and you cannot throw a cat, as they say, without seeing an oil train. Every day, every 4 or 5 minutes on the Santa Fe line, no matter what part of the West you're in, you're going to see 140 cars behind four locomotives, and it's full of oil. There are billions of gallons of oil being transmitted by rail every single minute of every single day. And I don't think people realize that. So when you see the headline, America worried because of 9 accidents carrying oil this year. You know how many? 9? I mean, it would be nice if there were none. Yeah. But to try to scare everybody because there were a couple of tankers that went off the track and maybe some oil spilled on the ground, to make that like some kind of national disaster, is about as irresponsible as anything you can come up with. Mm. It's complete irresponsibility. But you know what would fix it? If they put the pipeline in, but all these phonies that are running around saying, oh my God, we've got to do something about these trains. Okay, then let them build a pipeline. Oh, well, we can't have that because we'd have problems with the environment. Oh, really? We'd have problems with wildlife. The wildlife has not only survived, but thrived around the Alaska pipeline. Now, I don't want to tell you that story, but having gone there and seen it, it's a joke. And the whole thing is a joke, and you're being played. So you know what? The cost of oil keeps going up. The price of diesel is up to $4 and something a gallon now, which is how all of the transportational thing, whether it's trains or planes or trucks, it's all diesel. And you keep paying $4 a gallon for that stuff, and you wait and see what the economy does. That's what all of this stuff is doing, is once again slowing down the economy. You can see real estate doing well in certain parts of the country. Yep. But where is there business that's really thriving? Where do you see business really, really charging ahead and going through the roof? Come up with an example. I'd love to have an example. One business that makes something, creates something. I'm not talking about a stock play or a portfolio or something. I want to know a business that's really, really strong.
Other like than Apple telephones or something.
Yeah, I mean, no, but beyond, I mean, that's technology. I'm talking about something that inherently is part of an industrial mix that you need in order for a country's economy to survive and thrive.
Cars are doing pretty well.
Cars are doing well. You're right, Rishi. Yep. And how much of that stuff is made in America? How much of the parts? They're assembled here. Where are the parts coming from?
Parts are coming from all over the place. Mexico, China.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think that we ought to be aware of what's going on here behind the scenes. When you see fears rise with increase of West Coast oil trends, you know there's an agenda there. And what's the agenda? We have to stop using oil? Okay, that's the fossil fuel or anti-fossil fuel people. That's white. One way of looking at it. We want to not carry oil because it's dangerous. Okay, how are you going to get it around? What are you going to fuel the plants with at the moment? And then the pipeline, oh, no, we can't build that. That environmentally is terrible. Okay, so what do you do? What's the answer to the question? I don't know what the answer is. Build nuclear power plants? Nope, can't do that. They're dangerous. Burn coal? No, bad for the atmosphere. What do you do to power the energy that's needed to make America a first-class industrial country? What do you do?
Everything.
You use everything.
Yeah.
But you don't do it when you're raising everybody's fear quotient. Oh, my God, look at this mess they're making out there. If you had any idea how many cars were being filled with oil every minute of every day and transported across the country. This is a joke.
Talking about that's the problem with oil is that we don't have enough refineries.
That's also a problem.
Which seems easy. Okay, it takes 5 years to get a refinery online. Good. Start now.
Yeah.
All right. In 5 years, everything will be all right.
Let's see what the environmental. You realize how much it costs to get through all of environmental
red tape to build a refinery? Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
I'm going to tell you about a. Well, never mind. We don't have time. So. 13.
Save it for tomorrow.
13 before the hour on Good Day.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
No matter if you're headed for the mountains or the beach this Memorial Day weekend, one thing is for certain. Everyone will need to fill up. I'm Risa Jill Miller. AAA says more than 94 million Americans will take to the roads this weekend to kick off the start of summer driving season. And with gas prices averaging $3.69 a gallon, fuel-ups will be one of the most dreaded stops along the way. Thankfully, one of the nation's most beloved chocolate brands is here to help. As part of its Refuel and Win promotion, Snickers brand will give consumers the opportunity to win one of more than $2,050 gas cards. And even gas for an entire year to one lucky consumer. Plus, the brand knows all too well that you're not you when you're hungry. So they're giving away more than 100,000 free Snickers bars to ensure all hungry travelers stay satisfied. Make sure you look for specially marked Snickers packages at a retailer near you. No purchase necessary. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Tonight, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres tonight at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey.
You might be a Butterball Turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball Turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball Turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other Turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Look at that clap. I like that clap, Roberta.
I love it, Doug.
Love the clap. 51 half the hour on Good Day.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Send Me Emotion by Bruce Hornsby and The Range. This is the title tune, or not really the title tune, but it was the tune behind the title as it ran credits for Backdraft, number one movie this week in 1991.
Why don't you go find a corner to hide it? I'll get to you later. I don't want to deal with you now.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Remember that?
I do now.
Wasn't Nicolas Cage and Kirk Russell? Who else was in this?
Kirk Russell's a Ron Howard film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What am I? Chucker's not here today. Kenny, what am I not remembering?
William Baldwin. Scott Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. Okay. So, a pretty good action flick, as you might imagine.
Who's, you think about Ron Howard and the career that he's had.
Yep.
What an amazing talent.
All over the place.
Rarely does he do anything that doesn't
work.
Right.
Yeah, it works. Stuff works.
And think about other child actors from that era that have just grown up to be just a disaster.
Apart. Yeah. Right.
And that guy somehow has been able to keep it together.
Only problem he has is he got no hair. Other than that, he's fine.
Doesn't seem to be a problem to him, although he does wear a hat all the time.
He does.
It up, I guess.
So. All right. So we get to movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Since its release in November 2013, Disney's seasonal animated feature has brought in over 1.2 billion in theaters around the world. I'm talking about Frozen.
Yeah, it's
huge. Become the fifth highest grossing film in box office history, placing it ahead of Iron Man 3 in the ranking of the most lucrative blockbusters as far as around the planet is concerned.
I think it's a good movie. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what it is. The Japanese moviegoers love it. Disney, this is 6 months old. Let's see here. Last week, as of the end of the week, the movie had earned $1,219,179,000 in theaters before it even gets out on DVD or whatever other ways. Let's see here. At the top of the podium so far, Avatar has made $2.7 billion, Titanic $1.8 billion, The Avengers $1.5 billion, Harry Potter... let's see, in the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, $1.3 billion. Those are the top five grossing, and two of them belong to Cameron.
Isn't that amazing?
What does that tell you about that guy and what he knows how to do? Very interesting.
Wow. And now two of the five belong to Disney, the Avengers and Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a story at DougStephan.com that you might want to check out having to do with the Shawshank Redemption.
This is so cool.
Well, this is a very interesting story. It was just the opposite of what we were talking about a few minutes ago in terms of what the box office has done, in essence. But it keeps making
well at the box office at all, but it won critical acclaim. So the actors in it are still receiving checks 20 years later.
Yeah.
To the point where one of the actors, the guy who played the warden,
Bob Gunton.
Yeah. He was receiving over $100,000 in checks every year for the first 10 years.
Yep.
And then now he says, my daughter will still be getting checks long after I'm gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Sure. It was.
Incredible.
It didn't, but I mean, how many times do you see, and how does it make money? They play it a lot on television, and they
every time cable plays it, right. Every time it still does the rentals,
yeah,
the downloads, so they're still writing checks to it.
He was paid $370,000 for playing the role, is that right?
Yeah.
But
until it won an Oscar,
yeah,
nobody paid attention to it in the theaters.
Right. Yeah. So there's a good story. You want to check that one out. It's at DougStephan.com. Chuck Curry, hopefully back on tomorrow. This Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.